Happy Friday to you. Happy Friday to you. I've had an amazing week. I've had an amazing week getting back on the workhorse. Back on the workhorse. It was my first week being out and about. I was in the aeroplane. I was out and about and I loved it. I do love my work. And I thought, you know, fuck, I'm lucky. I'm so lucky. It was one of those moments where I was like, hang on, I'm doing the thing I wanted to do. I'm doing the thing I wanted to do. I'm on a plane. I've got people paying me to talk to them. Like, what a fucking privilege. How lucky am I? So anyway, I'm very excited and I've got another big week. I've got lots of work next week. I'm here, there and fucking everywhere. But I do love being back. Being back, the world's finally started up. See, we all need Waitangi Day in New Zealand to happen. And then the world starts their engines in New Zealand and we get moving. And I do love that. So I'm pretty excited about this week. And I've been thinking a lot about overdoing things. Now, I'm an overdoer. I've been I identify as an overachiever. I've always fancied the idea of being an overachiever. I've always been too much. You know, too much is my middle name. And it's really interesting because I was talking this week to a woman and she was talking about her struggle and she said, I just don't feel, you know, like people sort of do enough. And I'm like, enough according to what? According to you? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, you do a lot. Like, you're a lot and I'm a lot. And she said, yes, I know. I love that you're a lot and I love, you know, that my a lot saw her a lot. And I said, yeah. The problem is when you're a lot, you've got to remember you're a lot and you can't judge other people based on your ridiculous capacity. Because what I do in an hour, most people take a day. Like I'm crazy and I have a high level of output. The problem is when you're an overdoer, you give other people permission to be an underdoer, right? And you overfunction. So overfunctioning people, like you overfunction in your friendships, you overfunction in your family. So you might be, if you're the capable one, I work a lot with capable fucking, especially capable women. I'm not saying there's not capable men. If you're a capable man, kia ora, I love you. But I'm talking about really capable women who overdo everything. And they tend to be a bossy bum that organises the family dinner and they organise Christmas and they overdo and they overfunction. And then, as an overfunctioner, here's what we do. We spend most of our life wandering around whinging because we're exhausted. Well, the reason you're exhausted, Lisa, is because you're doing too much. And if you're a high-capacity human, you will often attract low-capacity people because they go, oh, look at that high-achieving island. I'll just row my boat over there and park up and do fuck all for a while because you're running around with an egg beater up your ass and they're going, phew, that's me off the hook. Right? So I have overdone so many things. I've overdone a lot of things in my life. And, you know, when you're always at sort of, if you're in any relationship, and whether that's a friendship or a business relationship or any relationship, and it should be a 50-50 kind of game, but if, and sometimes it's not, right? Because sometimes one person's got something going on. So I was in a business relationship and my business partner had a lot going on personally. So I was like, let me take the reins, you know? And I was like, I'll step right up. Well, I stepped all the way up to like 80%. And then they got really used to me being at 80% and then just carried on going, fuck yeah, I'll do 20. And I was like, hang on. And it was a short-term offer, but it became a long-term problem. And this is the risk of overdoing things. And I'm telling you this as someone who's a professional overdoer. I'm about to give up my overdoing. In fact, I think I may have already. I may have resigned. I'm over it. I am over-functioning because it's just dumb. And it's like we need to let other people step up or fucking fall over, really, because that's the only option. But when you've been overdoing things for a long time, and you suddenly decide to stop, oh, the rug will move. The rug is going to move. People are going to be like, what happened? The rug's moved. And you're like, yes, the rug did move. Right, it's quite a dramatic shift. But it's really interesting, this conversation I was having with this woman this week, is where are you overdoing things and where are you underdoing things? Have you got a friend that comes to mind that you're maybe underdoing? Or have you got someone in your life that you're overdoing? And maybe you're doing way too much. Maybe you're doing, you know, maybe as a sibling, you're doing way more than your other siblings. Maybe you're doing way more care of your parents, or maybe you're doing way too much of supporting, you know, someone. Like in a friend group, you might have someone who's unwell and you're doing all the supporting and everyone else is just standing around with their hands in their pockets. Now, I call this the curse of capable, because when you're really capable, people love to step back and do feck all. They love it. And often part of the problem is that capable people make other people feel less than capable, right? So they sort of go, oh, well, I didn't know what to do because I can't cook as well as you. So I know, I thought I'd do nothing. I'm like, okay, well, nothing's never the answer. And people start playing small because they don't have confidence and they go, oh, I'm not as good as that person, so I'll do less. And I'm like, no, that's not the answer. But the people doing more have also got to be aware of the impact they're having on other people. And so no one ever wants to turn up and do anything because probably you don't think it's good enough or your standards are so high they don't know where to start. So there you go. That's my big thoughts for this week around the overfunctioning. And where in your life are you high capacity? Where in your life are you not normal? I don't even know what normal is. It's a weird question, isn't it? But what do you do that's not normal? And where do you sort of overdo it and underdo it? And so you might be happy as an overdoer. I was very happy for a long time overdoing shit. I loved it. It was a big part of my identity. And then I realized it was why I was always tired. And then I thought, you know what? I'm fucking done. I'm actually a bit sick of it. And then I thought, oh, guess what, Lisa? You're in charge. So maybe just don't do that anymore. What a realization. So then I thought, nah, I'm not doing that anymore. Nah, not available for that. Nope, no longer interested in that. And I won't be doing that either. So making conscious decisions about where we're over, where we're under, and what level of capacity we are offering to different roles, I reckon it's an exciting time. So there you go. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Be your own fucking Valentine this weekend, I reckon. Just go buy yourself an ice cream. Go and buy yourself a really nice coffee. You know, fuck, go and buy yourself a diamond ring if you want to. Just go do you. And I reckon Valentine's Day should actually just be called International Love Day. And it shouldn't be about red roses and people buying nasty overpriced flowers because they feel they have to. It should be about you celebrating what you love, who you love, and just doing that. So happy Valentine's Day if you care. Have a lovely weekend. Talk to you Monday. Toodaloo.